Have a compliment to pay for a kind person you encountered? Got a gripe about something? Share your beefs and bouquets with us by emailing editor@souknewsmirror.com. A big fermented sack to the dog owners who litter their dog poo bags on private driveways, roadsides, parks, and green spaces. Your ignorance degrades responsible dog owners. A big bouquet of gratitude and appreciation to the Souk Harbor players. You have been an effervescent treasure chest prolific in this community for years. I just heard you'll be doing a new pantomime play. These days, it's great to have something positive to get excited about and look forward to. A big bull to Souk employees, who don't care what the town looks like. There has been a baby car seat at the corner of Murray and Otter Point Roads for months. Now, there is one at the Souk car wash. I keep putting them on top of electric boxes. I hope one of the Souk employees who makes $100,000 a year and drives around with an empty pickup would try to clean up the town. There are couches and mattresses all over town. My question to you is, are you blind or just lazy? Do something to earn your money. Heaps of flowers to those who, despite the egregious traffic snarls, get into the flow of sharing the road to make room for others to turn, drop their kids at school, cross walkways, and generally make it okay for us all to coexist amid our increasing numbers. A boo hiss to those who still think the new, safer, highway is their personal speedway and use excessive speed, creating dangerous passing situations. A bad design is no excuse. If you are not an emergency vehicle with flashing lights, you have no legitimate reason to be exceeding the limits and being so reckless. A special bouquet. I was stung by an insect near Evergreen Center. I did not have my purse with me to buy antihistamine cream, but a kind lady paid for it. My thanks to this generous unknown lady. Bull Pucky. Is the Ministry of Transportation too poor to put up speed signs on the beginning and end of the new, safer, four-lane highway? I'm regularly passed by motorists in the 100 to 120 kilometers per hour range when entering the four lanes from Gillespie Road. Drivers seem to interpret the added lane as a reason to go twice as fast. If there is no proper signage, where are the police? They could be making hundreds of dollars staking out that road every morning. Okay. As I went through the Costco lineup, I realized I had more in my basket than I wanted to pay for. I returned three or four items, one of which was a Tom Clancy novel. Upon paying my bill, the teller told me that the lady ahead of me had bought the book for me and had told her not to let me know until after she had left. I am enjoying reading this gift. Loud motorcycles' pipes are more about attention-seeking and looking cool than safety and saving lives. Loud pipes cause nervousness and startle drivers into unsafe driving more than they help save lives. As a continuous owner and rider of street bikes for over 35 years, I suggest that you have good riding skills and that your head on a swivel will save your life a good sight more than noisy pipes. Progressive cities have bike lanes. Bike lanes reduce vehicle traffic and create communities with good, healthy habits. Beef to the Premier's carbon tax flip-flop. Now that you've established taxation does not influence consumer behavior, could you push the Prime Minister to ditch tobacco taxes, too? I quit smoking years ago because it got too expensive. Still, I would like to start again to help cope with my climate change anxiety.